I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
President Biden says the Omicron variant is cause for concern, but not panic. A judge temporarily blocks the vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. And an experimental treatment appears to have cured a man of type 1 diabetes. It's all coming up on today's episode of GIST Healthcare Daily. It's Tuesday, November 30th, and I'm Alex Olgan with GIST Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines and health business and policy news in under 10 minutes. If you like the podcast, please leave us a rating or a review.
It helps other listeners find the show.
President Biden addressed the nation Monday, saying that the Omicron coronavirus variant is cause for concern, but not panic. Scientists in South Africa, which has a strong genetic sequencing program, identified the new variant last week. It was also found in a handful of cases in neighboring Botswana. Since then, it's been detected in multiple European countries and in Canada. The U.S. moved quickly to ban travel from South Africa and other southern African countries. The European Union, Japan, and Israel also announced travel restrictions. The World Health Organization said the variant poses a, quote, very high global risk, unquote, and is likely to spread across the world. The variant is causing alarm because of early reports that it has more than 20 mutations to its spike protein, the part of the virus that the COVID vaccine teaches our immune system to target. Other variants identified to date have had fewer mutations on the spike protein. Scientists around the world are rushing to study the new variant. It's not yet clear if it's making patients sicker or reduces vaccine efficacy. In light of this concern about the variant, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Monday that all adults should get a booster shot. This is a change from last week when the agency said that all adults may get boosters. Biden urged continued masking and other public health measures and said he'll lay out more details for how the country will combat the variant later this week.
On Thursday, I'll be putting forward a detailed strategy outlining how we're going to fight COVID this winter, not with shutdowns or lockdowns, but with more widespread vaccinations, boosters, testing, and more.
Biden said although it's unlikely that COVID vaccines will need to be adapted, he's working on contingencies with vaccine makers. Just as scientists and health officials across the world are scrambling to figure out the danger posed by the Omicron coronavirus variant, a U.S. federal judge temporarily blocked the government from enforcing a vaccine mandate for healthcare workers in 10 states. Earlier this month, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services unveiled the details behind the requirement that most of the country's 17 million healthcare workers at hospitals, clinics, and other facilities must be fully vaccinated by January 4th. If healthcare facilities don't comply, they face fines, risk losing their Medicare and Medicaid reimbursement, and could even be removed from the programs, which cover more than 140 million Americans. 10 states, including Missouri, Kansas, New Hampshire, and Wyoming, filed a lawsuit arguing that CMS doesn't have the authority to enforce the requirement. On Monday, a federal judge in Missouri agreed and temporarily blocked CMS from enforcing the mandate in those 10 states while the case is heard. Biden's separate vaccine mandate for private businesses with more than 100 employees has also been temporarily blocked as it works its way through the courts. At least 40% of health systems have already instituted COVID vaccine mandates, and many have reported high compliance and minimal disruption. However, facilities in rural areas with higher vaccine hesitancy are concerned about impacts to staffing. Over the last few weeks, several health groups, including the American Medical Association and the National Association of Pediatric Nurse Practitioners, are urging businesses to voluntarily adopt vaccine requirements. In some exciting news, an experimental treatment appears to have cured an Ohio man of type 1 diabetes. The 64-year-old patient no longer needs to inject insulin. His body is now automatically regulating its own blood sugar levels and producing insulin. The New York Times wrote about the potentially groundbreaking treatment over the Thanksgiving weekend. The treatment, made by Vertex Pharmaceuticals, involves an infusion of cells grown from stem cells to act as insulin-producing cells in the pancreas. Of course, this is just the story of one patient. A trial of 17 people with severe type 1 diabetes is ongoing and will last 5 years. But diabetes researchers, independent of the study, said it was an amazing result. An estimated 1.5 million Americans suffer from type 1 diabetes, which can lead to all kinds of severe complications like blindness, neuropathy, and increased risks of heart attacks and strokes. So far, the only other cure for the disease has been through a transplant of a pancreas or clusters of cells from the pancreas that produce insulin, but there aren't enough donors for this to be a widespread treatment. Dr. Doug Melton, a biologist at Harvard University, has been working on this treatment for 20 years after he had 2 children with type 1 diabetes. Taking a look at healthcare stocks, after announcing that it could have a new vaccine targeting the Omicron variant by early next year, shares of Moderna closed the trading day Monday up almost 12%. The broader healthcare sector was up about 1/3%. Thanks for listening to GIST Healthcare Daily. I'm Alex Olkin. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news on gisthealthcare.com. GIST Healthcare Daily is an independent production of GIST Healthcare.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.